Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. For a while, the Mintchicks were the enfant terrible of the New Zealand music scene, knocking over mic stands and brawling with other artists on the world stage. But if the sound of their third album, Screens, is anything to go by, they've come a long way. Cody Nielsen, the band's singer, joins us now. Cody, this is quite, I don't know of any band that I can think of where this album, their album sounds as different from their previous stuff as since, maybe U2's Achtung Baby or the Beatles when, in one of their reinventions. This is quite a different sound for you guys, isn't it?
It's a little bit different, I suppose. We started writing the songs in the same way, but since we moved to America, we've lost a bass player. So we had to reinvent ourselves in a way, you know?
Yeah.
And the arrangement of the songs and the music and like how we did stuff live and stuff. And I suppose it comes through, but we didn't really intend it to be that different.
Because, if you take say, your first EPs, where it's pretty much unabashed punk rock, isn't it, really, you know, and then the development, then you get to here, where, I'm hearing sort of Beatlesque psychedelia and stuff in there, and, it's quite an amazing development, isn't it?
I suppose we've just...
did it feel like that to you?
Oh, kind of. We've just been listening to better music, you know.
What sort of music have you been listening to that sort of may have influenced this album?
Yeah, I've been listening to heaps of that old 60s stuff, hey, like, all those animal bands, you know, animal names.
Yeah.
Like the birds and, I don't know, even the animals.
Hopefully not the monkeys too much, yeah.
Yeah, I've been listening to a bit of the monkeys, actually, because their songwriters are really brilliant dudes, you know. When they started writing for themselves, they kind of, like, changed a bit, and their songs weren't sort of as complex or something, yeah. You know.
How hard is it now, when you tour this album, how hard is it to reproduce that? That's sort of quite, because it's almost like there's a filter, you know, the whole album's been chucked into a filter of some description and come out the other end with this great sort of wash and, you know, thing going on. When you're playing that live, is it hard to reproduce?
I think live is sort of like a different thing altogether, you know. We just play the songs in a live arrangement, so we just have, you know, just banging out with guitars and like play a bit of keyboards now and drums, and we've added a sampler so like we can use a few of the sounds like that we use on the album and get some of those sounds going live. Basically, we just approach it differently, you know, sort of in a more intense way or something.
Cool. So if you don't go to a Mintchicks gig expecting to hear the songs exactly like they sound on the album, like you do with some bands,
some of the songs are pretty much exactly how we play them live, but you know, other ones are just a little bit more produced, you know, and we've added like horn sections and stuff. But that kind of thing, it's just a matter of like bringing in some, you know, one section, which we can't really be bothered doing because it costs like heaps.
You wouldn't be getting any money. So you're currently living overseas at the moment?
Yeah. Living in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. Why Portland, Oregon? That's an interesting... normally people move overseas, they go to LA, they go to New York. Portland,
yeah,
Oregon.
I don't know. Those places are really expensive. They're the most expensive places in America. So for starters, that was a bit of an issue. And we didn't want to like... move to a place and just be part of the hustle and bustle and trying to struggle to get along, you know?
Where every waiter is a struggling actor and...
I suppose.
Tell me about Portland.
Oh, it's cool. It's kind of small. It's small for an American city. It's like about as big as Auckland, maybe. A bit smaller.
So about 1 million people?
Yeah. Around about that. And it's quite green. Like, there's a lot of forest and stuff, and there's a mountain, there's like a mountain range.
Is the advantage of living, because you've gone from one city of 1 million people to another city of 1 million people, so obviously in terms of the city you're living in, there's no great, you know, great benefits there, but there's obviously a lot easier for you to then access the US market. Is that the thinking behind it?
Well, I suppose you just have to be in America if you want to work there and, you know, play there and get recognised, I suppose, you know, because we've toured America before, a couple of times before, and industry people don't really get interested, you know, because if you just pop over there and then take off, then what can they do, you know? Really, yeah. You're just pretty much in another country, yeah.
So how long have you been there now?
Just a year now.
Yeah, and do you get a sense that things are building, things are growing, things are working for you?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. We got Craziest Domino out over there on CD, and it came out on vinyl as well, so it's pretty stoked about that. But we really wanted to like get it up to date and put Screens out, you know, because we just recorded that and it was the brand new thing, so.
I suppose that's quite hard. I mean, a lot of that happens to a lot of bands over there, don't they? They get their first release out, which they're already a little bit, I don't know, whether you're sick of playing those songs, you know, live. But if you're essentially touring Crazy Yes, Dumb No while you've got this brand new hot album sitting there.
Yeah. It's a bit, they can get a bit sort of...
Are you going to release some Crazy Yes, Dumb No, the single, over there?
No, I don't think we're planning on doing any singles or anything off that album, but we just wanted to have it there, I suppose, and then have something to work with while we, you know, over the year, and then we're going to go back and try and get this one out sort of.
So where was this recorded?
It was recorded in our basement. We just rented out a house in Portland and then just went down to the basement and pretty much recorded most of it, I think, in about 2 weeks. Me and Ruben kind of jammed on the drums and guitar and laid down bass tracks for songs and stuff and arranged them. And then we kept adding like lots of production over the top. Like,
hey, so the album's out, came out last week in New Zealand, and are you going to be touring around here to support it?
Hopefully, yeah. We haven't like booked any shows yet, but hopefully we can come back and tour it.
Cool. All right. Well, we look forward to it. We hope that you'll let us know when you can. If people want more information, they can go to www.themintchicks.com. We're going to play a track off the album now. We're going to play If It's All Right With You, Sir 2010.
Cool. Yep.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
The Mintchicks 2010 from their new album Screens. And with that is our show. If you want to hear anything that was in this week's show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown, and I'm out of here.
I've been Damien Christie. See you, Russell. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.
How many times does a man have to say that he loves you?